You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Thursday Night Football, Week 16, Saints at Rams. Let's go. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Taking the Points podcast, part of the SB Nation NFL show presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code SBNFL, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. I am Chris Dunnels, at Chris Dunnels on your favorite social media, joined as always by the one, the only, the best Bills fan in the world, Jay Spence.
What's going on, Chris? How has your week been so far?
Man, both of our teams had big wins last week, right? Your Bills and my Saints, and we're going to talk a lot about my Saints coming up into Thursday Night Football, but you got to be feeling really good right now.
Yeah, it was the type of win that I needed to kind of have any type of optimism headed into the playoff, you know, this stretch down the run here where the Bills are trying to still make it as a wild card team. So, yeah, big win over the Cowboys. I know stats kind of love that as well.
Yeah, well, even as a Saints fan, I just don't like the Cowboys. Still growing up in the geographic Southeast, the America's team, I always find joy when the Cowboys lose. So good on the Bills. Saints coming off a win over Tommy DeVito, shutting down DeVito mania. And they were using the Tommy DeVito hand gesture after every sack. Mm-hmm. I think they sacked him like seven times in the game. Yeah, that one, the fingers up. So I think Tommy DeVito, that dream is over. It's done. The NFL now knows he's not actually going to be a starting quarterback, but the Saints needed that too for their playoff odds. They're coming into this week now, traveling on a short week to Los Angeles to face off against the Rams. We're recording this early Wednesday morning. Rams right now, home 4-point favorites. So when you see that, what do you think?
I think I like it. Obviously, typically for a home point or a home field advantage, they give you like three. But there's still another point here that they're giving the Rams. I like the Rams since Cooper Kupp has come back from injury. Like ever since, I think that Matt Stafford is having a really good, like a sneaky good season. And I really like the Rams here. I think offensively they're solid again. Defensively, they're still pretty good. They're kind of middle of the pack when you look at them statistically. But I just feel like when you watch the games, I still feel like they play well enough defense to stay in games. And I see this going, sorry, Chris, and sorry, Saints fans, but I just see this going in favor of the Rams. I'm going to take the Rams with the spread.
So before I get into mine, I'll just say both these teams right now are coming in with identical 7-7 records. Yep. So I see a lot of reasons where you could look at this and say, you know what, both teams are coming in 7-7, playing in Los Angeles in the Rams stadium isn't a huge home field advantage for the Rams. So it's not like the Saints have to worry about that. Both teams are generally healthy in that they haven't lost any players the past couple of weeks. Saints still have some key players, Marshawn Lattimore, Michael Thomas on injured reserve, Chris Olave missed last week. So both teams are coming in with equal issues and equal desires to make the playoffs. The problem is when you start digging in and looking a little deeper and you say, okay, well, the Vikings are 7-7. Who are the kinds of teams they've lost to? And you look at teams like the Eagles or the Ravens, you know, actually competitive teams in the NFL. Then you go to the Saints side and they've lost to Desmond Ridder's Falcons. And you could just use that as the microcosm of both teams can come in with 7-7 records, but that doesn't mean they're equal. And as a Saints fan, I'm going to piss off a lot of other Saints fans. The Saints are trash. Like, they're on a two-game win streak, but they beat Bryce Young, a rookie quarterback, with no weapons around him and an interim head coach. And then they beat Tommy DeVito, who shouldn't have been a starting quarterback in the NFL anyway, the third string for the Giants. Right. So, yeah, they've beat two bad teams like they're supposed to by multiple scores. But this is not a good team by any means. It's an old team. It's a trash team. They're injured right now. So I'm also picking the Rams, even with the points.
Yikes. Now, everybody who's not, if, in case you're not familiar with the show or really where our alliances kind of fall, Chris is a huge Saints. I mean, like, this is his team. And you're talking That's right. about your team.
I was in What's New Orleans on, last week. Yeah, I was in New Orleans last week, and I'll be at the Falcons game come hell or high water. So look, I am definitely a Saints fan, but I try not to be a fan who lets my fandom bias what I'm seeing on the field. And right now, the Saints look like they might have cured some of their issues in the red zone. I have to see it multiple weeks. The Saints beat the Patriots 34-0, shut them out. And that was back in, I don't know, like week six or something. And Saints fans started clamoring, oh, you know, the team's turned a corner. They're back. The offense has figured it out. Then they lost. They only put up 13 points to the Texans and lost to the Jaguars. Like, there have been moments where the Saints as a team have looked like maybe they're figuring things out. But then the very next week, they stink the bed up again. So they can beat two bad teams. The Rams are not a bad team. The Giants had one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. They got fooled by every stunt the Saints defensive line pushed. Tommy DeVito could not move to his left, could not put accurate balls on his receivers. Bryce Young, again, had no receivers around him. The Panthers had to trade all their assets to be able to get Bryce Young. Christian McCaffrey is obviously no longer there either. So I just keep going back to, yes, the Saints have won, and yes, that should give Saints fans reason for optimism. And I don't necessarily think the Saints' playoff hopes are gone. They can still make the playoffs as long as they beat your best friend, Baker Mayfield, next week. I just think they're going to have a hard time this week against the Rams. But let's look at a little more. The over-under for the game, 45.5. So I know you're picking the Rams. Do you think the Rams and Saints combine for 45.5, or is it going to be the under?
Yeah, I'm taking over here. I think it's going to be fireworks, man. I think it's going to be one of those games where, you know, both sides can kind of, I think at this point of the season, I think both teams kind of know what their offense is and what their identity, you know. So I don't know. I think we're going to see some points here. I think it's going to be a fun Thursday night football game, one that we don't get often.
Yeah, so you didn't think last week was fun when I picked the under for 35 points with the Raiders and Chargers, and the Raiders put up 63. They put up so many points. Not only was their coach fired after the game, people were calling for him to be fired at halftime. Like, not that we'd actually see that, but we pretty much knew at halftime, oh, this is over. It's done. Post-game conference aside, where he's like, I deserve to be here, or whatever he was saying. Like, no, trash, they're trash, he's trash. And immediately got fired.
He didn't even believe that. You couldn't believe that you still believe that you should have been there after that type of game. But I'm just happy I picked the over on that. Like, holy smokes, man. Like, it made me look smart, but nobody ever thought, come on, the Raiders, the 1 week before that, they didn't score any points. It's just incredible how the NFL will give you something different week to week, man. It's incredible. But yeah, no, I think this is going to be an over for sure.
Speaking of, you know, week to week consistencies, we're back on our consistent BS of missing out on the first score of the game. I don't know if you realize that last week, yeah. Again, we tried to pick the first score and it was one of the ones we didn't pick. So me and Stats both had you and Stats both had a Chargers score. Spence, you had Chargers field goal. Stats had Chargers touchdown. I had Raiders field goal, which meant the only thing was a Raiders touchdown. And like we just said, the Raiders put up a 60 burger on the Chargers. So, of course, it was a Raiders touchdown. But new week, new first score. Let's go over those odds now. Saints touchdown, plus 270. Saints field goal, plus 340. Rams touchdown, plus 170. And Rams field goal, plus 340. So both field goals, plus 340. Rams touchdown has the best odds. Spence, what are you taking?
I'm actually going with the Rams touchdown here. I think that they run all over your Saints, man. I think we're going to have a good showing in the red zone by the rushing attack of the Rams.
All right. Well, before I get into mine, let's welcome our great, wonderful, handsome, charming, fantastic producer who hopefully always can make us look good. Stats, what are you picking?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, I think if we had four people on the show, we still would find a way to get the first score of the game wrong.
That's right.
But I'm going to go Rams field goal. I don't know why. I'm going to trust in Sean McVay's script that it's going to get them down there. I think the Saints defense will stiffen in the red zone a little bit. So I'll go Rams field goal, and I fully expect to be wrong.
Well, let me go ahead and say mine, and I'm going to go Saints field goal at plus 340 for a few reasons. So first, I think the Saints probably start with the ball. If they win the coin toss, I could see them wanting to go ahead and start early. If they lose the coin toss, I think the Rams defer. The Saints have scored in the red zone their past few trips, but historically in 2023 have struggled mightily in the red zone. Derek Carr specifically has struggled in the red zone. It's been his bugaboo his entire career. Like we talk about Kirk Cousins playing in prime time, that's Derek Carr when he gets inside the opposing 20. So I see the Saints moving the ball, but then having to kick a field goal. You mentioned, Spence, the Rams rushing attack. And I'm just going to throw this out there from what the Saints did last week. So in 2023, opposing running backs or mobile quarterbacks have really stuck it to the Saints defense. But last week, Saquon Barkley, did you look up his stats or watch the game or see how he did against the Saints?
I've watched a little bit of it. Go ahead. I'm ready for this, man.
So he had nine carries. Barkley had nine carries last week against the Saints defense. Mm-hmm. What was his total rushing yards?
I don't know. Go ahead, man.
14.
Okay.
He had 14 rushing yards. So I don't know if the issue was just the Giants' offensive line, or I don't know if the Saints have now found a way to try to contain opposing running backs like they had before. So 2023 was kind of an anomaly. In 2022 and before, the Saints had a pretty good run defense. Last week, they completely shut down Saquon Barkley, who is, I don't think anyone would question, a much better running back than any running back that the Rams have. Granted, the Rams have a better offensive play caller and a better offensive line than Saquon Barkley had. But if the Saints are able to do that to Saquon Barkley, I don't think the Rams are just going to run the ball up and down the field at ease like you seem to think.
It's not that I seem to think it. I just think, or I think... I mean, you look consistently, and I know games, you have to go into more in depth into the game as opposed to just looking at stats and looking at rankings. But against the run, just consistently throughout the year, the Saints aren't one of the teams that's like near the top of the league and making big stops throughout the season. So I just think consistently, you kind of are who you are at this point of the year. And I don't know if I believe in the Saints run defense. Really, I don't know if I believe in the Saints as a team right now. I'm hoping that they make the playoffs for you.
Yeah, so the Saints, if there was a trend, but there wasn't something you could point to as being the cause behind the trend, then you might disregard the trend. Meaning, if the Saints suddenly were stopping the run, but they were playing the same scheme, they were playing the same personnel, you would just think, oh, well, it's kind of coincidence. But instead here, the Saints have made targeted moves in their personnel and their rotation. Cam Jordan only plays first and second downs right now. Zach Bond now comes in for third downs and as a speed rusher. So they've made different moves to have Cam Jordan focus in on the rushing game, have Zach Bond now be an edge rusher and a speed rusher for obvious passing situations. If the Saints can continue to make those kinds of decisions, then I think they're actually going to have a decent time stopping the run of Los Angeles. The problem's going to be the passing game. The problem's going to be this wide receiver group with some of the most fun names in the NFL. I just need to say that too. I'm going to have so much fun saying names. Is one of the best wide receiver groups that the Saints have played. And I mentioned earlier, the Saints are already without Marshon Lattimore. So Stafford's not a mobile quarterback that have given the Saints problems. He's one who's just going to drop back three steps, five steps, already be in shotgun, look to pass. But man, I have questions about the Saints' secondary being able to hold up against Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell. I wish they had more fun names like that too for every team. But those are the issues that I see and why I still pick the Rams, but I don't pick the Rams because of their run game.
No, I hear you. And the pass game is part of why I pick it too. I think ever since Cooper Kupp came back, I mean, even before they came back, I think Matt Stafford was kind of having a decent year. But once he came back and then all the other fun names that you mentioned, I think that the Rams have kind of just they've really done their part on offense, man. And it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch how everybody's kind of just fallen into their part. And that offense is scary. And I think at this point of the year, it's an offense. It's a passing attack that you don't want to go up against. So, no, I agree. I think the Saints have their hands full this week with Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford.
Everyone's doing what they're supposed to do on the Rams offense, but you did what you were supposed to do last week, Spence, with the conservative parlay. So stats, ring the bell. Spence, your conservative parlay was the only parlay of the ones that you or I mentioned for last week's game with the Raiders and the Chargers, in part because I had a lot of Josh Jacobs sprinkled throughout mine, and because, too, I thought, like most of the world thought, no team was going to put up 60 points and play so just beat the other team so badly, just take them behind the wood house and just stomp on them, that it would result in Brandon Staley getting fired. So this week, though, new conservative parlays, I'll go ahead and jump right into mine. So three legs, looking to just double your money here. First leg, Rams money line. So Rams win the game. I'm not even saying with the points, just Rams win. Rams are over 17.5. Saints are over 13.5. That's it. So Rams money line, Rams put up at least 18 points, Saints put up at least 14 points, and that's plus 114. So that's it. We can double your money. Shouldn't take much. I expect both offenses. I don't know if I mentioned it earlier. I'm also taking the over for this game, so I expect both offenses to have a little bit of success. These are pretty easy numbers to zoom past, plus 114 odds. What do you think, Spence?
I like it. I think I can get with those odds. I love how when you aren't really too confident in anyone in particular, it's like, nope, we're not throwing people in these yet. We're gonna go with the game itself. I love that. I've noticed your betting style. I appreciate it. I'm gonna go with my conservative plus 132. Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown. I got Matthew Stafford over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And the Rams to win every quarter? No. So I'm gonna say that your Saints will have a quarter or two, maybe, where they, you know,
at least tie, right?
Yeah, they'll at least tie it, give you some confidence there. And then, you know, a couple of touchdowns from Matt Stafford and Kyren Williams. And I think that, you know, plus 132, pretty good conservative parlay. You can just over double your money.
Yeah, so you're right that oftentimes if I'm unsure about things for individual players, I'll just pick things with the game specifically and maybe the offense as a whole. But moving to my aggressive parlay, I do have some players here. So three legs, Cooper Kupp over 60 receiving yards. So Cooper Kupp will probably be matched up against the current Saints de facto number one cornerback, Paulson Adebo. But I think Kupp's just a better player. So over 60 receiving yards. Alvin Kamara over 50 rushing yards. I think if the Saints want to do anything with the ball on offense, they will need Alvin Kamara to have a big game. So Alvin Kamara over 50 rushing yards. And no to either team scoring three or more times unanswered. So I think that at most you might have the Rams score twice, but before they score a third time, the Saints can at least get a field goal on the board. So those three things, Kupp over 60 receiving yards, Kamara over 50 rushing yards, and no to either team scoring three or more times unanswered, plus 440.
I like it. Actually, I like it a lot, and I'll tell you why. So for me, mine is a plus 525, and I got Cooper Kupp with plus 50 or more receiving yards. I'm going to go with the Alvin Kamara anytime touchdown score, and then I have the Rams to win by at least 6 points. So between 1 and 6 points with a Ram win. So that's plus 525.
Yeah, so again, we're back on RBS where your parlays are more aggressive than mine. But here we go into the crazy parlays. I want to hit mine after yours. So Spence, go ahead and roll right into your super fun parlay.
Okay, so another reason why I liked your aggressive parlay, you have one of the legs in there that I have to start off my crazy parlay. So for plus 1,500, I'm going to agree with you and say that no team goes to score three times unanswered. I like that leg. Yes, to a successful two-point conversion. And then Cooper Kupp, man, I think he's the star of the night. I don't think he's the Thor Award winner, but he's the star of the night for the Rams, man. Anytime touchdown there. So again, 15 plus 1500, yes, 2-point conversion. Cooper Kupp, anytime touchdown, and no team will score three times unanswered.
So the reason why I wanted you to go first with your crazy parlay is because I had a feeling that mine might have higher odds, and it does. So mine's plus 1600.
Thanks.
So three legs. First one, Saints kicker Blake Groupie, over 1.5 field goals. So all he needs is 2 field goals for that leg to hit. Second leg, Matthew Stafford, over 247.5 passing yards. So he needs 248 or more. And then the final leg, this is actually the leg that makes this have such high odds, but also the leg that I'm really comfortable in and like as a separate bet. And that is Jimmy Graham, anytime touchdown score. For the season right now, Jimmy Graham has 6 catches. 2 of them are third down conversions, like they convert a first down on a third down, and the Saints have gone on to score a touchdown on that drive. The other 4 catches of his 6 have been for touchdowns. Like, when he comes into the game, it is important moments, and usually in the red zone, because remember what I said earlier, the Saints have started to figure out some things in the red zone, because that had been one of their bugaboos. What that has meant is Jimmy Graham has been getting on the field, either directly or indirectly affecting the game. So last week, the defense saw that Jimmy Graham was a focus in the red zone. A safety followed him, leaving the middle of the field open for a no-name wide receiver to catch a just free and clear touchdown. So Jimmy Graham is going to be used in the red zone. If you get a first and goal or a goal to go situation, you're going to see Jimmy Graham. I like the chances that he can still find a way to box out a linebacker or corner and score a touchdown. Those three legs, Jimmy Graham, anytime touchdown, Groupie over 1.5 field goals, and Stafford over 247.5 passing yards is plus 1600.
I would like it. I just want to see Graham score. I would love it. So yeah, no, I love that parlay just for the sake of seeing Graham get in the game and score on Thursday Night Football.
I think it's going to happen. I wish he could dunk the ball over the goalpost like he used to. That used to be his thing. And then he broke the goalpost in Atlanta, and they had to come out with an actual level and fix it. And then the NFL changed their rules saying you can't do that anymore. So I hate that he can't do that, but I hope he still finds a way to celebrate in Los Angeles after a Saints score.
Man, get better equipment. Don't take away the celebration.
Exactly, Atlanta. Get your stuff together, Atlanta. Because the owner of the Falcons is like the owner of, like, what, like Lowe's or Home Depot or one of them.
Like everything, yeah.
So, you know, just go to Lowe's, go get your stuff, and fix your field goal posts. So Jimmy Graham is old. He's been doing this a long time. But for my bet of the game, I also have another ageless wonder here. Oh, Stats came in and said Home Depot. Well, you know what, Stats? I stand by it. That's why the Falcons suck, is because they don't get their stuff from Lowe's. Go to Lowe's, not Home Depot.
This
podcast is not sponsored in any way, but Lowe's, feel free. We'll take your money. So feel free to sponsor us. But that's why Arthur Smith is about to be fired. That's why the Falcons stink. That's why the Falcons blew a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. It's because they don't shop at Lowe's and they only go to Home Depot. All right. So my bet of the week, another ageless wonder, 34-year-old DeMario Davis, linebacker for the Saints, had arguably one of the best games, definitely one of the best quarters of football that I've seen out of a linebacker in a long time. So DeMario Davis over 1/4 of a sack. So if he gets a half a sack or more, it's plus 210. I talked about before how Stafford is not a mobile quarterback. He's not a threat to run. I can see DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker, coming in on a delayed blitz and just trucking Stafford. So hopefully no flag gets called. Which, by the way, Spence, did you see the flag on the Saints cornerback last week, Alante Taylor?
No, I didn't. It must be that bad if you're asking about it.
Yeah, it went viral on Twitter/X, too. It was one of the worst calls of the season. It was a textbook tackle from a small cornerback, I think it gets maybe a tight end, and they threw a flag for targeting. He didn't lead with his helmet. He went to the side. It was terrible. In real time, like in NFL game time, it looked like a big hit, and it happened fast. But you slow it down, you watch it, and it should be coaching tape. Like, it's the kind of thing where the Panthers receiver dropped his helmet down and the Saints defender also dropped and went to the side to make sure that it wasn't helmet-to-helmet contact. It's what you would coach players to do, but of course, since it's the Saints, I would get on my soapbox and say they got an unnecessary flag there and a bad call. Hopefully, DeMario Davis doesn't do it. If he can get half a sack or more, plus 210 odds.
You know what? I will just say to that, though, I've been complaining all season on this show and every other show that I've been on about the referees this year. It's not just the Saints. I know you want to feel bad, and your team is playing this week on Thursday night, so we're talking about them, but it's every game, man. Like, it is terrible. It's terrible. Okay. They've ruined a lot of – they. Come on. You got
to
admit that.
I agree, but I just leave the caveat to say Kadarius Toney is garbage. He was offsides, and that call was proper. And Jason Kelce was trying to be too sneaky, and that call was proper. So there have been issues where the refs have unintentionally affected the – or maybe intentionally affected the outcome of a game on some bogus BS calls. The Kadarius Toney offensive offsides and the Jason Kelce when he tried to scoot the ball forward a little bit, I have no problem with those. So to be clear, I agree. I just want to make sure those two calls are getting a lot of flack. I think they're both right.
Listen, I'm a Bills fan, so I'm definitely not mad at the Toney call. Okay. I could care less. I'm with you. But yeah, so
what's now, your better so of the week?
My better of the week. I'm going to, Show your guys some love here. They're giving plus money on an over 0.5 Alvin Kamara rushing touchdown. That's plus 135. I don't know how anybody couldn't take that. Like, it's Alvin Kamara and the Saints. He's basically their offense. Give me that.
Yeah, so I understand why it's plus money. I think it's still a good bet. It's not necessarily a safe one. If the Saints get to, we'll say, first and goal or a goal to go 2 or 3 yards, you're going to see probably Taysom Hill. If you get 8, 9 yards back, you're going to see Jimmy Graham. Like, that's part of the issue there. So I can see it. It would take a big play from Kamara, you know, maybe scoring on a screen from 15 yards out. But if you get right up against the goal line, I foresee a situation where maybe even Jamal Williams, the other Saints running back, who's more of the bruiser, ends up punching it in rather than Kamara. I have Kamara in multiple fantasy leagues, so I hope that's wrong. I hope he scores. But that would be inconsistent with what they've done in the red zone so far.
I'm taking Kamara.
Good. Let's see it. AK, we're looking for you. All right, Stats, what about you? Do you have a bet of the game for us this week?
The bet that jumped out to me was part of the bet that was in one of your parlays, I believe. That's the Matt Stafford passing touchdown, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. It's plus money for that. And I just, how does he not get it? He's got 12 passing touchdowns in his last 4 games. He has been absolutely lighting it up. And I just think now that they have a little bit of a run game, that actually makes it easier for Matt Stafford to get the passing touchdowns. I think he's going to throw at least 2 in the game. So I'll take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I like it too. I think that, remember, I picked the Rams to win. I picked the Rams to give the points and win. And I've said before that I think it's going to be Matthew Stafford in the passing game for the Rams that ends up carrying that offense. But that's a good transition into our Thor Award. Stats, why are you back? Get out of here.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Our Thor Award of the Week, which I mentioned Cooper Kupp over 60 receiving yards, but I also said that he's going to be on the Saints' de facto number one cornerback, Paulson Adebo. So Adebo's usually the number two. Lattimore's the number one. Who now will be against the Saints' current number two, a player off the bench, will be Puka Nacua, who, while Cooper Kupp was out, looks like a potential future Pro Bowl receiver himself. So this is going to be the best number two wide receiver the Saints have faced without Lattimore. So I think Nacua is going to have a monster game this week.
Yeah, and I think that's a safe bet, too. I think he's been having monster games with and without Cooper Kupp. And like you mentioned, now you're going to be without Lattimore over on your Saints side. So I could absolutely see him going off. I know you said that the Saints have made some adjustments in recent weeks as far as the run defense and everything, but I'm still going to go with Kyren Williams here, man. I think just what I've seen over the last few weeks, I think that the Rams have figured out how to use the run game with this pass attack. And I think it's going to open up the play action pass for Stafford, which is even more dangerous for the guys that you're talking about to have a big day. So either one of us, one of us is going to be right, but I'm going to go with the run game here.
Yeah, I think it's possible for both to have big games. I think the passing game for the Rams, obviously, is going to be the key. Maybe it's Tutu Atwell who has a monster game. Maybe it's Cooper Kupp. I'm going to go instead with Puka Nacua. We use the Thor Award to transition to our Marvel MCU Bet of the Week, which, to be clear, I won last week, so stats, play the bell. And go ahead, I'm certain, I don't even have to ask. I know for a fact, you have your trivia question, your bet ready to go, right?
I must be taking it easy on you guys because we're in the holiday season. This is one of the easier Marvel trivia questions that I have asked you. So if you don't get it, shame upon you and your house forever.
Uh-oh.
Going to go to Guardians of the Galaxy. Peter Quill's ship is named after which popular 80s actress? Spence is looking like he's got it. So
is it the Minotaur?
No.
Dang.
Come on,
Spence.
I mean, you know the name of the ship, right? You got to know.
No. What is it?
It's the Milano.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go, Spence. Way to swoop in. That's disappointing.
I love Guardians. I used to think that like the Thor movies were my favorite until I really realized just how much I really love Guardians. Yeah, it's the Milano, man. You got to know that.
The Benatar is the second one.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, Spence. You get first crack at the MCU bet of the week. This is a simple bet. Taysom Hill, anytime touchdown score, plus 165. You taking that bet?
No. I'm going to say no. He's not going to get it because my man Alvin Kamara is going to get that damn touchdown.
Yeah, that's consistent with what you're saying. And, you know, kind of consistent with where I was going of why I had questions about Kamara. I like it. I think Taysom Hill was back last week. He missed the week before. They should have him and Chris Olave back on short rest Thursday against the Rams. So I like Taysom Hill. I think when he ends up carrying, I believe I'm trying to do this from memory. I believe if he has 7 carries in a game, the Saints have an incredible winning percentage, like maybe one loss to a whole bunch of wins. So if the Saints can make it a point to have Taysom Hill have a big game, it means good things for the Saints, and maybe they can somehow pull off an upset and make me and all my bets wrong. So I will happily take Taysom Hill there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I hope for your sake, you know, all of these things that I'm saying in general are wrong, and I hope that they pull it out and they really do kind of get it together and give you some confidence and you don't feel that they suck and just beat two bad teams.
Well, they do suck, but that's okay, because remember what I said on part of the open of the show is I don't necessarily think that just because they suck, that means the Saints won't make the playoffs. The NFC sucks. The NFC South sucks out loud. Like, they're just all garbage. Yeah. So all you have to do is suck less. So for my bet of the week across the week's slate of games, I'm going to take the Jaguars -1 on the road against the Bucks. As long as Baker Mayfield and the Bucks lose against the Jaguars, this week, Thursday night for the Saints and Rams, doesn't really matter too much. If the Saints win, it helps. But if they lose, as long as the Bucks also lose to the Jaguars, all that does is put pressure on the following week, Saints and Bucks rematch in week 17. So give me the Jaguars to beat the Bucks on the road.
I like it. I understand your logic here. So let's go with it, man. I'm gonna double down from what stats did last week, man. And I'm gonna go with my Bills against the Chargers. I think my Bills are on a, you know, they're on a mission right now. 12.5 against the Chargers, -110. You're not getting much money for it, but damn it, I'm taking the points. My team is gonna do it. We're blowing teams out right now. Let's go.
Yeah, I just looked. It's -11.5 right now. And stats just came in to say the same.
That's cool. Let it swing whatever way you want it to. It could swing to 15. It could swing to 3. It could swing back to 50. The Buffalo Bills are winning in Los Angeles this Saturday night. Book it.
Just really going on a ledge there to say the team that got beat by 60 points last week is going to lose to Josh Allen and the Bills. Man,
yep.
Real brave of you, Spence.
Hey, I mean, listen, we lost to the doggone we lost to the Denver Broncos this year. We lost to the Patriots this year. We lost to, I can keep going if you want.
Almost lost to Baker.
Almost lost to Baker on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. So I can keep going if you want to really get there. Yes, I can.
All right, Stats, what about you? Do you have a bet of the week for us?
Well, first of all, that Bills bet. You took the rug right out from under me, Spence, because that's exactly where I was going to go. I think the Chargers are just a disaster right now, and Buffalo is absolutely rolling. I'm going to
pick something else now.
I'm going to take the Packers -5 over the Panthers. The Panthers are awful.
Panthers suck too.
Awful. They stink on ice. So give me the Packers, who are not terrible. They're not great, but they're good enough to handle the Panthers by more than a touchdown. So give me Green Bay -5.
Yeah, basically, other than the Saints, pick every other opponent that's playing an NFC South team. So the Colts are 1-point underdogs on the road to the Falcons. Pick the Colts. Like the Jaguars are 1-point favorites on the road to the Bucks. Still pick the Jaguars. So whoever's going against the NFC South.
Well, Baker, man, he's been going, and you know how much I don't really care for Baker. He's been going off lately. Like last week, what he did against the Packers, dude, it was insane. Like Baker has been killing.
Oh my God, lightning's gonna strike.
What world are we in? I gotta be honest. When he's balling out like that, I gotta talk about it.
You're gonna have to bust out the Baker jersey. You might need to wear it.
Yeah, I might have to. Stat says he asked if I'm being held hostage. I don't know. Yeah. I might be, man. Send help.
Yeah, this would be one of those things like when you see on social media, like if you tweeted one thing to try to communicate to your followers that you were being held captive, what would it be? And it would be Spence offering Baker Mayfield praise. Would be very high.
You know what? I'm gonna do that later on, like right before the show is live. I'm gonna tweet just like Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback in the NFC, and I just want to see if my followers like actually. Yeah, I just want to see if
it's like
if
who hacked. It's like Spence has been hacked. Yeah, is going to be the thought, or just who hurt you?
We'll see.
All right, across the NFL, I kind of touched on it earlier. The Falcons are also trash. So the NFC South is trash. That's the name of this podcast. So Stats, I don't know what you're going to name this one, but if you want to include somehow that the NFC South is garbage, feel free. Desmond Ritter's garbage. He threw just a horrible interception that ended up costing the Falcons the game in front of 8 fans. I think all 8 Commanders fans went to the Panthers-Falcons game last week. And now people are calling for Falcons head coach Arthur Smith to lose his job. Arthur Blank, the owner of Home Depot, not Lowe's, has come out and said, well, we're just going to let the season play out, which is code for he's done. He's gone. It's over. End of the season, maybe, but no matter what, he's not going to be the coach next year.
Well, I mean, you could add the Falcons to the long list of teams who I feel like need to move on from their head coaches. But no, I love all the coaching. We're getting news early, you know, so we're moving on there in Atlanta. We're moving on in New England. I love hearing about it early, so that way we can kind of start the conversation of, you know, who's the best fit for these teams and who wants it. We got a coach that we're going to be looking for in Los Angeles with the Chargers. So, yeah, it was going to be a fun offseason with the coaching changes, man.
Yeah, I need the Saints to go ahead and announce that Dennis Allen, their head coach, won't be back next year. But if they make the playoffs, then I think they're going to keep him for better or worse. Anything else across the NFL we're missing, Spence?
No. Well, Aaron Rodgers did come out and say that it's not realistic to be medically cleared in the short amount of time that he's been out, which I think we all knew and I think we all said, but That is, he has come out and said that he's not going to be active because
I am
not
shocked. Yeah, I am shocked. His healing crystals weren't enough to magically heal his busted Achilles, but lo and behold, regular medicine prevails, and he's going to have to end up missing the rest of the season. But I think he also said that this probably won't be his last season. So hopefully we can just avoid all of those retirement rumors and that drama from last year heading into next season, because he doesn't want his career to end that way. But other than that, hopefully Thursday night will be a good game. I don't think it's going to be good for Saints fans, but hopefully it's good for NFL fans across the country, across the world, watching the game. See you next week. Hit us with the outro and take us home.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.